Title: By American in the Twilight Zone, Executive Order Strengthening the U.S. Public Health Industrial Base. Content: On August 6, 2020, President Trump signed the Executive Order on Ensuring Essential Medicines, Medical Countermeasures, and Critical Inputs Are Made in the United States, requiring, among other things, the U.S. government to purchase essential medicines and medical supplies produced domestically rather than abroad. Citing a need to reduce U.S. dependence on foreign suppliers, the order sets forth several new requirements aimed at establishing reliable, long-term domestic production of essential drugs and devices, including their component parts. To be clear, this is a tall order. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA, will need to assemble a list of critical supplies and medicines. Agencies will need to assess ways to secure the supply chain for both equipment and medicines. The Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, will need to consider how it can accelerate domestic manufacturing requests. The U.S. Trade Representative, USTR, and the Department of Defense, DOD, will need to renegotiate the terms of international agreements. The Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, may or may not be exempted, and lest it go without saying, everyone will have to update their regulations. While this Buy American requirement seems to take effect as soon as the FDA issues its list of critical materials, the order may leave intact, at least temporarily, some exceptions, which may allow companies time to examine and adjust their supply chains. Over the longer term, most required agency actions are ordered to be realized within 90 to 180 days, but the inevitable regulatory updates will lag far behind. For now, we find ourselves in a bit of a twilight zone, the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. Forced to guess which parts of this new order are real and immediate, and which will leave us stuck in a darker dimension. The order comes on the heels of the government's failure to meet the demand for personal protective equipment, PPE, and drugs, like hydroxychloroquine, used as medical countermeasures in the public health response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The order imposes several separate requirements. Below we have provided a short summary of key provisions and their potential impacts, creating the lists. Identifying vulnerabilities in the supply chain within 90 days. By November 4, 2020, the FDA is tasked with creating a list of essential medicines and medical countermeasures that are deemed medically necessary to have available at all times in an amount adequate to serve patient needs. The list must also include critical inputs, which includes active pharmaceutical ingredients, API, the active ingredient starting materials, and medical device components that the FDA deems critical. The DOD separately must create a list of defense-specific essential medicines and countermeasures within 180 days, although it is reasonable to expect that there will be substantial overlap between the FDA's and the DOD's lists. Beyond the lists, the FDA and DOD are also tasked with reviewing the public health supply chain to assess potential vulnerabilities and reliance on foreign sources of supply. Based on the results of these reviews, the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, will recommend additional changes to regulations and laws. But those recommendations are not expected until at least February 2021, if not later. Buy American? Maximizing domestic production in federal procurements, perhaps most impactful to the pharmaceutical and medical device industries, the order imposes a new Buy American requirement. It does this in a few different ways, some of which appear to be effective immediately, and some of which will roll out over time. Immediately, or perhaps, once the FDA has published the lists, the order directs government agencies to make non-competitive awards, sometimes also referred to as sole source, although that may be a bit of a misnomer in this case, to the maximum extent permitted by law, allowing the government to purchase drugs and medical supplies produced in the United States. There are a few points worth highlighting on this new requirement. First, the order requires agencies to divide the non-competitive awards among two or more U.S. manufacturers, but ONL.